Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
8:46, 14 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, May 19th. Joined now by Mike Pearlstein, our friend, WWL-TV investigative reporter, who's looked into Jason Williams, the district attorney of New Orleans, record when it comes to prosecutions and plea deals and dismissals, et cetera. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, Tommy.
Tell me what you found.
Well, let me just tell you what led me to this story. I was guided by, you know, press releases from the district attorney's office touting the high, the high number of guilty pleas. So some 1,700 cases settled by guilty pleas in 2021, representing more than 3,000 charges. And we've gotten monthly tallies ever since. But that, I've covered criminal courts for a very long time, that does not give a clear picture of prosecutions. In fact, it's it actually kind of obfuscates what's really going on. So for starters, what do those guilty pleas consist of? And I found some databases and a big help to the Metropolitan Crime Commission and broke down the guilty pleas and found out that, for example, this was the most alarming, of the violent felonies, only 6% pleaded guilty as charged. 19% guilty of a lesser felony offense, and then 27% guilty of a misdemeanor. The other very important number that, you know, we don't hear from the DA's office is of those violent felony cases that were closed in 2021, 47% dismissed. So that's the more complete picture. And look, cases get pled down. Felonies go to misdemeanors all the time for a variety of reasons. But the public should know the complete picture of just what all those, you know, guilty pleas consist of.
I saw the DA on Channel 4. I think he was with Sheba, and he mentioned, I believe, COVID as a thing that skewed the statistics at all. Does he have any case in making an argument or not?
No. So that is, that did happen with the court shutting down all jury trials. But it's really a non-answer. Yeah, you didn't have jury trials. But nobody is forcing the DA's office and prosecutors to settle these cases, steeply discounted justice, as I call my series. You don't have to go to trial. And you can, you know, wait. And now, of course, trials have resumed. But what is, you know, a part of the that big chunk of dismissals? I think Jason Williams has a defensible position on some of that. For example, he ran on a platform of, you know, not prosecuting low-level drug offenses. And, you know, somewhere in those, not the violent cases, but somewhere in the mass number of dismissals were probably things that matched his campaign promise. there's also domestic violence cases, which are notoriously difficult to prosecute because victims often, you know, don't want to continue and don't cooperate. But nevertheless, we found individual cases involving murder, attempted murder, carjacking, armed robbery, that were pleaded down significantly in wholesale fashion. So the fact that there was COVID and no trials really has no bearing on the deals that they cut. You don't have to sign off on a deal if it doesn't seem like justice is being served. So that was a non-answer by him. That certainly was a factor overall, not having trials, but it certainly didn't force them to make these plea deals.
All right, let me take a break, Mike. We'll pick it up when we come back, and I certainly want to talk about Horace Toppins. Because if this doesn't get your attention about attempted murder on a police officer being pled down, I don't know what will. Mike Pearlstein's our guest. He's an investigative reporter with WWL-TV and our friend. We're talking about DA Jason Williams. And he talks about guilty pleas, but what's behind those pleas? That's what we're talking about, and we'll continue when we come back. Time now for traffic on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 857, 3 till 9. Couple of minutes left with Mike Pearlstein, WWL-TV investigative reporter, talking about the stories behind the number of guilty pleas that DA Jason Williams is touting. And, Mike, I got to talk to you about Horace Toppins. Tell us that story, if you would, please.
Well, that's a good example, and I pulled out several examples to illustrate just what kind of cases were getting pled down. And Horace Toppins in April 2020, as some people may recall, was involved in a shootout with police. He shot a police officer who was trying to serve a warrant for domestic battery. Toppins had a lengthy record and a lot of domestic battery, including shooting his girlfriend in a prior incident. So Toppins was not hit, but he did shoot an officer in the arm. And this is all locked in a bathroom inside his apartment on Bundy Road. So there was no question that it was Horace Toppins. They eventually, of course, arrested him. And he had initially booked on 19 counts. 15 were accepted by the DA's office. But in the end, he pled to 3 charges. The attempt murder of a police officer, the original most serious charge, disappeared completely. It turned into a second-degree battery. And the steepest charge to which he pled guilty was being a felon with a firearm. He got 10 years. But shooting a police officer is a pretty grave offense, at least generally perceived by the court system as a grave offense, especially when you have the kind of rap sheet that he had. I compared that to an almost identical case in Jefferson Parish, where, once again, the deputy there was serving a warrant for domestic abuse, I believe. The suspect shot the officer in the arm, the deputy in the arm. He went and cut a plea deal for 50 years for attempt murder of a police officer. So that was just, you know, one of many. And I will add that I remember that case on Bundy Road. There were possibly some mitigating circumstances. You know, sometimes there's a risk of rolling the dice and going to trial. In this case, you know, a police officer got in trouble for not wearing a police uniform, so there might have been some dispute about if he knew this guy was a cop. Nevertheless, that is a very steep reduction from the original charges. I know some people inside the DA's office who were not happy about 10-year deals. The police department and the president of PANO, Captain Michael Glasser, blasted that plea deal of 10 years. Now, by felon with a firearm being the 10-year charge.
Yeah, Mike, you have to come back and tell us more about this, because that's crazy, man, shooting a cop.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.